Drew HL on 104.5 The Zone. Crazy day in Knoxville. We all saw it coming. And certainly this guy saw it coming. John Bryce, footballscoop.com, among other things. TSSAA.org. Does some Notre Dame stuff, too. Bryce, what's up? How are you, man?
I'm good, buddy. It's nice to be on the airwaves with you. I wish we had more enjoyable topics to discuss.
At John D.
I
Bryce,
think this
one.
Is pretty enjoyable.
I think
mean,
a lot of
you go
people
back
enjoy
to 2017, yeah.
A UT coaching search.
Entertaining.
Yeah, entertaining for sure. Well, unfortunately, there's never any dull moments on Rocky Top. So definitely entertaining, but not necessarily enjoyable, especially with the magnitude of everything that's going on at Tennessee and the potential severity of this probe into things.
Yeah, I can't remember a school hitting itself over the head as hard as Tennessee did today. With an AD stepping away, a head coach, two assistants, and seven staffers, I haven't seen anything like that. Have you?
No, and especially when you consider that all those people were removed today while the current sitting AD sat there and said that he thought recruiting had done good. So I thought that was maybe the most vexing or perplexing moment of the entire press conference. But, yeah, it's obviously Tennessee very much fired a preemptive strike today. We'll see if it will be enough. I have a tendency to believe that probably individual penalties on some of those people will be far harsher than what becomes Tennessee in the coming weeks and months from this investigation.
Bryce, you've covered this program a long time and obviously doing work now on footballscoop.com where you're covering everybody. But this Tennessee program, Tennessee fan base over the last 12 years, I mean, this is a fan base that needs its school leadership to stabilize itself. I mean, this is crazy what this fan base has had to go through.
It really is crazy, and I've written about it particularly in the last couple of weeks. Fairly extensively. You know, the next head coach, I believe, will be Tennessee's ninth head football coach since 2008 when you factor in interim Kippy Brown, interim Jim Chaney, and interim Brady Hoke. And so it's and the next AD will be the fifth AD in literally a decade since Mike Hamilton stepped away in the summer of 2011. And then there have been a number of changes on the other pertinent campus leadership positions, be it president or chancellor. So it's not been isolated to athletics, but it's been a mirror image of dysfunction in a lot of ways. And that's why I do give Dondi Plowman a lot of credit today. I thought she handled herself incredibly well, looked like a really strong leader. And I thought she did a very, very nice job today. And I think that Tennessee fans can take some comfort with the way that she handled things.
John Bryce with us, footballscoop.com. Bryce, Tennessee obviously is going to go hire an AD first. Number one, how quickly do you think they get that done? Number two, what are some names you're hearing with regard to the UT AD search?
Yeah, I think they can get it done relatively quickly. We saw Boise State just recently had said it was kind of going to take its time hiring an AD, and it targeted a March timetable, and then all of a sudden lost his football coach and hired an AD in incredibly short order and then turned around and hired a football coach right after that. So I think Tennessee has the capacity to do that, especially having been proactive enough to have already retained a search firm, Parker Executive Search, that can help on both fronts sometime last week. So I think Tennessee can have an AD candidate in the next couple of weeks. I think there probably have already been some conversations with potential athletic leaders, the same way that I believe that Tennessee people have been reaching out in the last week to 10 days, perhaps even a little bit longer, at potential football candidates. You would look at John Gilbert of East Carolina. He's a name being mentioned by a number of people, and I can't stress enough how much Rick Barnes absolutely loves John Gilbert. So I would keep that in mind as Tennessee goes through this process. I think Brad Lampley right there in Nashville probably already should have been Tennessee's athletics director, would not have his alma mater in this mess if he was Tennessee's athletics director right now, and also has a nice relationship with Dondi Plowman, Randy Boyd, and various other leaders throughout the state of Tennessee that are integral forces for UT. So I think Brad Lampley is another person. I don't know if Brad would take it right now because he's got a son there on the football team, and it is such a mess, but I know few people who love Tennessee as much as Brad Lampley. David Blackburn probably should have also had the chair already. He didn't. Maybe Blackburn comes back even in a number two role. I'm not sure. He would be an incredible asset. And then just before you guys got me on the phone and I published my candidate hot board, a source I trust immensely texted me and said Mitch Barnhart. And I said, you hearing that? Or I should have him on my candidate board. And this person told me both. And so Mitch Barnhart has deep ties to Tennessee. He was there under Doug Dickey. He's a great AD. That's probably shooting for the moon if you're Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Everything going on.
I mean, that would be huge. A huge hire for Tennessee. Wow.
Weird things going around that, going on with that basketball program right now. So, yeah.
Kentucky, yeah.
John Bryce, footballscoop.com with us.
Coaching kind of names that have come up. It's going to be hard because you got to have an AD in first, I think, obviously, to make it work. But from that standpoint, what are those names that you're hearing?
Yeah, I mean, I think Doug Marrone, I know Cole Kubelik tweeted recently that Marrone was maybe in play at Alabama. That's a confusing situation on the Alabama offensive line coach because it looked like the Tide was going to hire Stoutland from Philadelphia. So that's something to monitor, I think. There's a lot of Doug Marrone backers involved with Tennessee, some people that believe he would bring very much a sense of stability to the program and also could put together a good staff. So he's a guy, look, Hugh Freeze, I don't think it's any secret, Hugh Freeze would love to have the job or love to have an opportunity at the job. And Hugh does have some people in his corner with strong Tennessee ties, but it's also obviously he has the NCAA penalty that he served, and I'm flat out told what Hugh served his penalties for pales in comparison to what's going on right now. So that's the popular pick with fans. I don't know that he's realistic. I think that's the pick that would perhaps send a strong message about Tennessee being very serious right now. There's some other candidates there, Jamie Chadwell, Billy Napier. Both those guys are Tennessee natives that are two of the hottest names in coaching right now. But just like the athletic director search, it's not just who can Tennessee hire, but who is willing to allow himself to be hired by Tennessee. And I think that's a great mystery right now.
Bryce, love it, man. Glad to have you on, brother. Appreciate the info, and we'll be following along, footballscoop.com. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Miss you boys and girls, and hope you have a great night. Take care.
Thanks, Bryce. John Bryce, footballscoop.com. You want to stick around? How about 3HL at 6 next on 104.5 The Zone.